Today we'll be beginning Siman Nunvav. The title of the Siman is Din Anias HaKadosh Al Yedei HaKahal, Answering Kadosh with a Minyan. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph tells us, Yish Lechavin Ba'anias HaKadosh, one should have proper intention when they're responding to Kadosh. The Ramah says, V'lo Yavsik Bein Yehishmei Rabba Limivarach, one should not pause between the words Yehishmei Rabba and the word Mivarach. Agos Ashri B'Shim Rezeruah Kosav De Lefirish Rishon Lo Yafzik Ben Shmei L'Rabba Lefirish Rishon Lo Yafzik Ben Rabba L'Mivarach. There were different versions in the Rishonim what was meant by this halacha. Does it mean to not pause between the words Shmei and Rabba, or to not pause between the words Rabba and Mivarach? V'la'anos Oso B'Kol Ram, you should also respond in a loud voice. U'lehishtadel L'Rutz K'dei L'Shma Kaddish, you should go out of your way, you should run in order to hear Kaddish. And the Ramah says V'yish Lamod K'she'onin Kaddish V'chol Davar Shabekdusha, one should stand when Kaddish is being said, and really any davar shabekdusha you should stand for. Misha bala vesa knesses veshomea hakol olin kaddish ona imahem. If one walks into shul while the tzibur is saying Kaddish, even if he didn't hear the beginning of it, he should still respond. And the chazan also has to repeat Yehish Me'Rabba. The Ramah quotes a minhag that when they start to say Kaddish, they say the word Yiskadal, you should recite the psukim of V'ata Yigdal Nakoach Hashem and Zechor Rachamecha. But again, our minhag generally is not to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us Yesh Lechavein, Ki Amru Chazal, Kol Ona Amini Yesh Me'Rabba Mevarach B'chol Koko, Korin Lo Gzar Dino. Whoever recites Yesh Me'Rabba with all of his force, with all his energy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tear up any bad decrees he has against him. Firashur Arishonim Derot Zolomer B'chol Koko, B'chol Kavanasu, B'chol Ivarach. It means if he says it with all of his intention, with his entire body. Dehainu She'yomrena B'leva Nefesh V'lo Rak Kimotzi B'sfasa V'libo Balimo. You can't just say the words, you have to mean the words, you have to have feeling and emotion behind the words. Gam Yechavein L'shmo HaKadosh B'pi HaShliach Tzibur. One should also have intention to hear Kaddish from the Chazan. So this way he's able to hear and he's able to know when to respond Amin Hishmi Rabba and Amin. You need to certainly be careful not to speak in the middle of Kaddish or Kedusha. The Mishnah Maseches Derech Eretz relates that Rabbi Chama one time found Eliyahu who was walking with thousands of camels that were laden with anger and that he was going to repay those people who would speak in the middle of Kaddish and Kedusha. Those people who speak in the middle of Kaddish and Kedusha, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says about such a person that he's not considered to be part of the nation of Klal Yisrael. That there was, it's related in the Sefer Chassidim that one time there was a certain chassid, a pious person, who saw another pious person who had recently passed away, and his face looked a little bit distraught. The face of the dead person looked a little bit different. Amar lo lama panecha morikos. He says, what happened to your face? Amar lo bepenisha yisi medaber b'shasha shliach tzibur haya omer vayachulu uvirkas magenavo suviyis gadal. He says the reason why this happened to my face, and he came to him in a dream after he died. He said, it's because I used to speak during Vayechulu and Magen Avos and Kaddish on Friday night. With a Sefer Mati Moshe Siman Tafid Al Hevi B'Shem Medrash Shachacham Echad Nisra Lisalmidoba Chalom. A certain Chacham appeared to his student in a dream. The Ra Talmud Shahayelo Kesem B'Mitzchul. The student saw that he had a stain, he had a dot on his forehead. V'Amar Lo Mipenema Ir Lachakach. Yet the student asked him, why did this happen to you? Amar Lo, he said, Nishalo Hayisi Nizar Miladaber Kishahachazin Hayo Omer Kaddish. I wasn't careful about not speaking when the Chazin was reciting Kaddish. You're not even allowed to think about Torah when the Chazan is saying Kaddish, because you have to focus a lot on reciting Kaddish, on the Kaddish that's being recited. And again, there's no difference about whether the Kaddish is being recited over learning Tanakh or Mishnayos or Agadah. You have to have proper focus. The words Yiskadal v'Yiskadash are based off the pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel that says V'Hiskadilti V'Hiskadishti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to be exalted and is going to be sanctified, referring to the times of the war of Gog u'Magog, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be elevated. V'Yomer Hadalus Yiskadal V'Yiskadish B'Tzerei Ki Hu Ivri V'Lo Targum. According to the Mishnah Berurah, according from the Beis Yosef, you should say the words Yiskadal V'Yiskadish with a Tzerei as opposed to Yiskadal V'Yiskadash, because because it's Hebrew and it's not Aramaic. And again, the gimel, it's yisgadal, it's not yisgidal. One should also be careful to pronounce the word as yisgadal with the gimel as opposed to yisgidal. Yisgidal would be Aramaic for the word oref, for the back of your neck. You also shouldn't overemphasize the base of yisbarach. You should also, properly emphasize the hay of yis halal. Divira shetei, right? So we say divira chiruse. Those are two separate words. Divira. Achar tevos chiruse yafsek tzas te sevose lukai alamal al yiskadel. Also, after the word chiruse, right, you should pause a little bit because that word is referring back to the beginning to yiskadel. Bizman kariv ve'emru amen nachon sheyomar shliach tzibur bevasachas lo yafsek beinahem. And also, the chazan should say the words bizman kariv ve'emru amen in one breath, in one phrase. Because the tzibur should not answer amen until the chazan says it. If the chazan is singing it too and taking a long time to get to amen, you shouldn't wait for him. You should just answer amen when he finishes. So when a person, when it responds to Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should pause a little bit between the Amen and the Yehei Shmei Rabba, and also between Amen and Modim, because Amen refers back to the previous bracha, and Yehei Shmei Rabba is an independent statement. Yehei Shmei Rabba hu targum shel Yehei Shmo Agadol Mevorach le'olam ul'olamei olamim. Yehei Shmei Rabba is the Aramaic for the phrase that Yehei Shmo Agadol Mevorach le'olam ul'olamei olamim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's name should be blessed in this world and in all worlds. Shemeh b'liyud gam b'li ma'apekeh. So the word Shemeh, Yehei Shmei Rabba, so the Mishnah Berurah writes that there's no yud, and there's also, he claims, that there's no ma'apekeh. The different Prima Gadim ma'ashma shatov yosar glomer b'ma'apekeh, but the Prima Gadim says that you should say with the ma'apekeh, and that's usually what we do. We say Yehei Shmei Rabba. Mivarach b'kamatz tachas abez v'fatach tachas areish. So it's pronounced as mivarach. It's a kamatz on the base, it's mivar, and a patach on the reish is mivarach. U'olam b'kamatz tachas ayin. The ayin has a kamatz also in the word le'olam. U'olamei is bivav, right? It starts out with the u. V'tzarech hashatz gam kin lomer b'lacha sheyei shmei rabba. The chazan also has to say yehei shmei rabba v'lo yomar od hapam amin. He shouldn't repeat amin a second time. Rak yaskel yehei shmei. After he says damiram b'olamav imru amin, he then says yehei shmei rabba. Achar kach yaskel yisparach b'kol ram. Then he continues with yisparach in a loud voice. V'yesh bo shmona lishono shel shevach k'neged shiva rakiyam barakiyah shel gabei roshei hachayos. So there are 8 lishonos of praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Kaddish, 7 corresponding to the 7 levels of Shemayim, and then the final one corresponding to the level of Shemayim that's above the heads of the angels. First you say Yisgadel v'Yisgadish, which are the 2 Lishonos of praise, which totals 10 Lishonos of praise, which correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. Min kol berchasa are shalosh tevos, those are 3 words. V'yomim shekofim ha-kaddishim le'ilo le'ilo ilo marak mi kol berchasa kaddish lo yehe besacha kol rak chav chestev. During the Aseres Mechuvah, when we say Le'ila Le'ila or Le'ila Ule'ila, depending on the version, then you should say Mi Kol Berchasa as opposed to Min Kol Berchasa, so that this way we still have 28 words of Kaddish. V'lo Yasek, Ayin Befrim Agadim, so you shouldn't pause by being silent, but you don't have to say all the praises of Kaddish in one breath. You shouldn't pause between Yehishmei and Rabbah. By saying Yehishmei Rabbah in a loud voice, so you awaken a sense of Kavana, and you also undo any negative gezeros you have against you. But you shouldn't do it in such a loud voice that people are going to mock you. Answering Yehei Shmei Rabba is a tremendous mitzvah. It's even better than Kedusha and Modim. When you're in a large community that has multiple minyanim, if you heard different people from different minyanim saying Kaddish, you should say Yehei Shmei Rabba once for both of them. Kedushios, Vechon Magim Lakadesh, Shachar Shon Esri, Vechon Magim Lakedusha, Yelik Viana Kedusha, Kisham Yishma Gamkin, Gamkin, Hakadesh, Shalachar Shon Esri. There are two minyanim, one is a little bit ahead of the other, one is saying the Kadesh at the end of Navarin, and one is up to Kedusha. You should go to the one that's saying Kedusha because you could also answer Kadesh later on. Asr Lahafik Bamsa Amina Hishmi Rabakish, Shome Kedusha, Lahafik Tzarachian. One is not allowed to pause in the middle of Yehishmi Rabbah to answer to Kedusha, but it's a Tzarachian if the opposite. If you're in the middle of Kedusha and hear Yehishmi Rabbah, whether you can pause. V'yish la'amod, Arachar she'yisayim amin Yehishmi Rabbah, v'yish omrim she'yish la'amod aramin shalachar yisbarach v'imru amin, something you should stand all the way to the end of Kaddish. Davar v'yish omrim she'yin tzarech la'amod ala shakol Kaddish ashet tfasu me'omed, kagom la'achar halil, lo yeshev achiyan amin Yehishmi Rabbah, v'yish lachar shadir ha'machmirim, v'yish limo kavachomer me'eglon melech mo'ev, she'yir nachri v'kame ha'atzmo me'al kisod dvar Hashem kol shkin anachnu amo. So sometimes you only have to stand for Kaddish if you were already standing, like after Halel, but the Mishnah says we should try to be machmir to stand for all Kaddishes, as we see a kavachomer from Eglon Melech Moav who stood up to hear the word of Hashem. So kavachomer, we should stand up. That the Arizal used to stand for Kaddish after the Kaddish after Shmona Esrei. But for the Kaddish of Tiskabel and the one where they would put the Torah back in the Aron, so he would answer and then he would sit. Those who say Kaddish before Baruch Hu on Friday night, Gamkin Yishomer Sheishlamu, you should also stand for that. Even if you come at the end of Yehishmei Rabbah, Filuachi Yomer Yehishmei Rabbah, Velo Yomar Amin, the Amin Koyal Yiskadal, the Shliach Tzibur, Avo Yehishmei Rabbah, Shelech Ba'apin Ashehu. So you can't say Amin because you weren't there for the beginning part of Kaddish, but you could still say the words Yehishmei Rabbah. If you come before they finish Kedusha, Mutter Lemurim. You could say it with them. And if you also walk in at the time when the majority of the tzibur is saying Yehishmei Rabbah, you should also say it with them if you can focus. You have to listen carefully to that which the Chazan is saying. V'ata yegdal v'arizal lo hayarotza sheyomru v'chemar hayim agamgim v'omer she'ino mehatikunim. The Arizal said it's not a good idea to see these psukim in the beginning of Kaddish. V'lochein il yomru ben yishabach liyotzer b'kaddish darvis shehu ben gu'u l'sila chol makum she'asr l'hasik. So there, definitely in any place where you're not allowed to be mafsik, you for sure should not add these psukim. We'll stop here for now and I'll pick up a Sif Beis tomorrow.